Blog Talk Radio.
Salonpas pain relief patches are anti-inflammatory patches that stick to the skin and release pain-relieving medication to a localized area of where you're feeling discomfort. It is a great pain management option for those of us who struggle with swallowing pills or do not wish to rely on oral treatment. Salonpas pain relief patches are thin, discreet, and can be worn under clothes, so you don't have to worry about amending your wardrobe. The patches are clinically proven to provide pain relief for up to 12 hours without leaving a stain or mess on the skin. This can allow you to get a comfortable night's sleep or get on with a long day in the office without your niggling pain. Unlike non-medicated pain relief patches, such as ice packs or heat patches, Salonpas pain relief patches use a transdermal drug delivery system, TDDS, which delivers active pain-relieving medication into the body through the skin, directly where it is applied. The patch is extremely thin, meaning it will stick firmly to any shape of the body, even over joints and bendy bits. Only one side is adhesive, so the patches will stick to skin alone and won't leave any residue or marks on clothing. Applying is simple, and here is how. Bend the plaster in the middle and slide slightly to expose the adhesive part of the plaster. Step 2. Apply the adhesive part directly on the affected area. Step 3. Slide the film backwards. Step 4. Slide the other film forward and smooth the patch with your palm after. You're now ready to enjoy your day with your pain relief. The Salonpas Pain Relief Patch.
Fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do.
This is a product of WBNN. This is the ONE host intern show. I am Shannon Stanton, and on air live from my Lagos, Nigeria, call in at 513-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Negotiate Time Multimedia. Again, my name is Shannon Stanton, and I'm the artist formerly known as Outspoken Live. I am Outspoken Live. I'm outside doing this because I have a house full of kids, so y'all bear with me. But the name of the show tonight is There's No Turning Back. You know, there's no going back. And the reason why I chose this particular topic is because, you know, I don't even really know how to say it. I'm not the same person I was when I originally started doing poetry. I'm evolving as a person and as an artist. So this would be the first platform that I get on, and I speak my piece as the artist I am now. And these poems that I'm giving to you tonight are not titled. They are new poems that I just wrote. And here's the first one. As I sit here and describe all the reasons I decide person that I do not want to be, I have a choice to use my voice and play my part and stay the course, because what I aspire to have is way bigger than me. The pharmaceutical instructions always make bad things happen, and today I decided to let it all go. But I'm scared of what's out there now that my head's not full of air, but God will be with me because he loves me so. This is a poem I wrote for me so that I won't doubt, and I just believe that I'm not the person that I was yesterday. I don't know what the future holds, but I know God is in control, and I know that he'll always make some kind of way. I don't deserve all of his blessings because he's taught me many lessons, and the blessings that I know that come with action. The past I lived caused harm, and God is a peace inside to calm me. He blesses me with all the things I need for passion. And all those tears and all those years I couldn't hold back all those tears, and I know that God himself still has a plan. He's been there through it all, and I know he'll help me when I fall, because I let go and hold on to his loving hand. That's the first piece. Some reason I am gravely nervous tonight because I've never expressed myself in such a way with my poetry as I am tonight. And I hope it's well received because, you know, like I said, the topic was, it really just ain't no going back to the old person I was. And I just have to deal with what I have to deal with. It'll fall back in the comments and things. So here's the poem. It's the second poem. It has no title. It's simply called Poem 2. First, I just want to start by saying I thank God for everything. Without him, I'd amount to nothing, and I couldn't do anything. I live a dream, but not a fantasy. And my reality is very real. I found hope from the loving folks, and they showed me how love does heal. It's never been a question in my mind that it was God who rescued me. And I have absolutely no doubt that my God favors me. He keeps giving me all my braces and when I fall. And he's always been there through me when I call. And the chances that I'm making turns my wrongs into right. And I don't get discouraged because every time I turn to God, he makes everything all right. He's my provider, my strong tower, my redeemer, and my strength. He's a miracle worker, and he always gives my life new evidence. I was created to illustrate how he put me together when I was broken apart. Jesus paid the price with his sacrifice, and now he owns my heart. That's the second piece. We're going to our first track for the night now.
Thank you.
And I hope there are other hosts in the queue because I do need to apologize because it's not that I don't come in to support. It's just that I don't know exactly how to support in a way that would be productive for you and I because I'm walking in new shoes, literally walking a new life, all of a sudden walking a new life. And it's not easy. So y'all please charge it to my heart and not my head. And I love all y'all. But here's my fourth poem. I woke up this morning fully prepared to do his will and not mine. Every day is like a dream come true, and he blesses me every time. I assumed that God had cursed me by denying me the gift of my pen. But he showed me grace and put a smile on my face so that I could write again. I won't be afraid to walk the road less traveled. That would change my life. I'll make it my MO to work at making all my wrongs right. My poetry is my inner passion and my gratitude for God. He saved me from the bitter ends and changed my broken heart. I will always remember to put him first in everything I do. He's my way maker and he's my chain breaker and he makes my dreams come true. I think we're about to go to another track, y'all.
Making music all the day long. Long as I'm making music, I know I can't do no one no wrong. Who knows, maybe someday I'll come up with a song. Makes people want to stop fussing and fighting, just long enough to sing along. People who believe in music are the happiest people I've ever seen. So clap your hands, stomp your feet, shake your tambourine, yeah. Lift your voices to the sky. God loves you when you sing. I believe in music. Brotherhood, peace and understanding, and living in harmony. Take your brother by the hand and sing along with me. Find out what it really means to feel young, rich, and free. Yeah. Oh, yes I do, yeah.
In the queue. Welcome back, everybody.
Hi. Peace and blessings, Shannon.
Hey.
my fellow poet. So how are you this evening?
I'm good, but just the best thing, I'm nervous.
Oh.
I ain't really just never branched out and spread my wings and poetry as the new person I am. So I'm getting used to it. I can't complain. How about you, Sister Bessie?
Oh, I'm doing a lot better. You know, I was nervous last night too. So we're on the same page. I wanted to call in, congratulate you on being back and part of the family. And
I gotta throw
a poem in there.
I already know. The mic is yours.
All right, dear. The poem is called Your Soul. Your soul is not in a bowl. The blood, the DNA has a say. It speaks even when it leaks. Your soul is a treat. It's a flower even to the meek. Your soul is light to the world, even when there's turmoil. Given by the great spirit, with love you must wear it for the betterment of man. Reaching for the heart in everyone, this is not done. Step up and give out the sun. Let your goodness flow as a river. This you must deliver. The world has been cruel to you, but you can renew. Stay true to the life as the sweetness of a potato pie. All souls are not worthy to listen. Feed yourself with wisdom like the natural beat of the drums. Then you take advantage of the ancestors' hums. You are beauty. Stop and feel it. For you were created with love. Never let anyone tell you any different. This is your soul. Be a warrior without fear. Remember, life continues on even if you're not here. Your soul is a reward, so think thrice what you do in the day or night. Because this may not be your last life. Your soul, a stolen part of you has been taken. Clean your light with a powerful fight. Your soul, know right from wrong, for your heart carries the Creator's throne. Your soul, your soul. That's it.
Beautiful ink, Sister Bessie. Pen so funny.
What did you say?
You were. I said beautiful ink and pens up and beautiful ink. Can you tell everybody where to find you and where you on?
Yes. I'm not sure. I was just on Friday the 29th. But I know that I will be celebrating the reign of Malcolm X next month because that is my birthday. And I will be doing the show to celebrate his life. In May.
Okay.
And I just want to let people know that poem that I wrote is in my book, which was published October the 31st. So my book is called The Heart of Sister Bessie the Truther, and it's on Amazon in book form and Kindle. I love you dearly, and I love your poem. My fellow poet sister, I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go into a track now.
Your hand in the hand of a man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of a man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I want to tremble. When I read the part where a carpenter cleared the temple, and those riots and sellers, no different feathers than what you and I profess to be. And it causes me shame to know that man is not what he should be. Put your hand in the hand of a man to steal the water. Put your hand in the hand, hey, of a man who calmed the sea. Take a good look at yourself. You can look at others differently. Man from Galilee. Yeah, my mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. When I'm down on my knees, hey, hey, I'm close to heaven. My daddy lived his life with two kids and a wife, and you got to do what you got to do. But he showed me enough of what it takes to see you through. This is what he used to tell me. Put your hand in the hand of the man that steals the water. Put your hand in the hand. Oh yeah, you better take a good look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of a man from Galilee. Hey, put your hand in the hand.
Hello, and we're back. That was Mom and Debbie Negosi's favorite song. It's poem number 5, I think. Here we go. There's no words, there's no way, there's no actions or nothing else I can do to show how grateful I am for your love, because there's no one greater than you. God, I thank you for the hope that you've freely given to my spirit. God, I thank you for speaking life into my soul and grateful that I could hear it. I remember a time when I was blind and I could not see my way through. But I see with perfect vision as long as I keep my eyes on you. You loved me when I hated my life and nurtured me when I was back to good health. And for sisters, I called my angels when I couldn't do it all by myself. You never left me. You always lifted me, even when I made mistakes. Now I look in the mirror, I see the love of you staring me right in my face. Please don't ever let me forget what you did when all that you do. I want to remember that you are the only one that was able to see me through. God, I love the way you remind me that you're right here beside me when I'm faced with fear. My vision gets blurry, but still I don't worry, because you're here to wipe away all my tears. You've been faithful, you've been loyal, and you've been my redeemer and the reason why I smile. And I'm glad that you are my father, and I hope one day that I make you proud. That's that piece. Here's another piece. I was created to make God's praise wonderful. But I created a self-imposed cage that had no key and had me locked. I'm amazed at how God set me free and showed me everything that I'm not. I'm glad. I'm just a woman. I'm just trying to find my way in a world full of tricks and traps. I've fallen down so many times, but God always finds me where I'm at. I was created to make his praise wonderful. Looking back on it all, the only regret I have is that I wanted God to see me through. It is my wish that I can do all that I can do. My pen is my praise on the days when I feel my hope is gone. I lift my head and trust God instead, and he always seems to make me strong. I was created to make his praise wonderful. There's no other place I'd rather be than in the loving arms of the one who set me free. Nothing is impossible with God. All I have to do is just believe. He is my ever-present help, and he keeps my feet from the slips and falls. My broken spirit has mended because God, and to God I owe it all. We're finna go to another track, y'all.
I believe. Hey, hey, before I bring Shannon Stanton back on, you know, I have someone that's so important to me that has chatted to me, was with us from the first show we ever did on Halcyon Days Productions on October 4th, 2012, way before there was the Beverly Nation, my wonderful cousin, Miss Patricia Connor. And, you know, we still lament our loss of our cousin, Miss Valerie Kenner, that happened on November 18th, 2016. And as Shannon's getting her last pieces together, and, of course, anybody wants to, you know, anybody, and I mean that, no matter who it is, wants to press one tonight to talk to Shannon, it's greatly appreciated right here. 516-453-9133. Just press one to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now, listen, this song has moved the airwaves, and it's amazing, the feedback we got. I played this song on Thursday night for Coach Gibson, who called me after and said, you know, it moved me. I was going through something. And I remember the days, you know, of growing up in innocence, seeing the choir march down. And for all of you, I want to share my life with you through the wonderful voice of Donny Hathaway. Do you remember the senior choir? You remember the white robes when they came down? The magnificent Sanctuary Band.
Marching band coming down the street. Well, try to imagine with me, if you will, that you were the first to see the band coming down the way, growing bigger and bigger, and your heart pounding harder and harder. It always seemed to me that my heart was in perfect time with the big bass drum. That go to glory feeling in your heart and in your mind and in your blood that some folks call religion. There are multitudes of people crying because they just won't try to understand. From the book I read, not one but all must follow him. Come and join the magnificent Sanctuary Band. There are multitudes, people dying. Seems like temptation rules over the land. You know those people should remember his commandment. Come and join the magnificent Sanctuary Band. Singing in a band, talking to the man. Sheep all over the world, as fast as they can. Singing a band, talking to the man. Drop everything you're doing and join the Sanctuary Band. The Son of Man speaks a revelation. Oh, he's reaching out his hand. He has promised to bring us all salvation. Come and join the magnificent Sanctuary Band. Singing a band, talking to the man. Bringing in the sheep all over the world, fast as we can. Singing, hey, everybody's marching. Drop everything you're doing and join the Sanctuary Band.
Oh,
I could go on for hours, days, and years giving thanks for everything you've done. The road of life I travel now is better than the streets that I come from. I used to brag about what I had, but it was all nothing without you. I'm still in awe with the thinking of all the things for me that you always do. The gift that I'm so blessed to have is pouring from my soul. It warms my heart with all kinds of joy that never seems to get old. New ways to use my check and pass, and grateful for my present. I know that the songs are made to last, and the everyday is a new lesson. Because of you, I know my purpose and my destiny is clear. And every time I call on your name, I know that you'll be right here. This will be my final piece for the night. So here it is. God, I trust you. Even when I see no right way out, I know that you travel this path that I go through. God, I need you. Even though I live a lie, I know that I can still find truth in you. God, please be with me. Help me find a way of escape from these demons that I have to give me. God, please hear my prayer. I know you'll be my guide and be my peace on days that I get scared. God, thank you for my hope. Renew my mind and my body and my spirit, and make me better than before. God, you are my strength. Give me the courage to write it out with the power of my ink. God, you always been so good. Help me resist the things that I shouldn't, and make me do the things that I should. God, please break these chains. Feed my spirit with love and help my soul to change. God, you're my ever-present help. Thank you for sending angels in plain clothes, because I couldn't do this by myself. God, you are my light. Help me see a brighter day and help me make it through these lonely nights. God, help me to forgive. Help me draw others to you by showing them the life that you gave me to live. God, you bless me with life. Turn me back from doing wrong and help me always do what's right. God, thank you for it all. You gave me another chance and helped me stand. And you braced all of my faults. God, please take my will. And if I ever want to run, please, God, help me to be still. God, be my sunshine in the rain. Please remind me that with you, I can do almost anything. And that's that piece. Y'all stay blessed tonight and be safe. This is Shannon Stanley.
No, not yet. Not yet. I ain't no ghost to tell you. You got some callers. No, you not. Let's get to call number two. Call number two. You on the line right now. I fucking lie, so nervous. You trying to get off the air, man. I got to pay bills, man. You crazy, right? All right, now, call number two.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. Outspoken Live, the Soul Sister. How you doing?
I'm doing good, honey.
You're definitely doing good. Like I said, you're one of the few that I have ever witnessed that actually do that spoken word and speaks to my soul. Another person who spoke to my soul is the late, great Donny Hathaway. Did you hear the way he was singing, y'all? And blending all the things four times. You already know. I know it's going to happen Thursday, you know, when I'm having my 5-year anniversary. But look, let me speak about the soul right quick. Did you hear him calling and singing about the sheeple? Why would they call a sheeple? I mean, I'm not going to do no spoken word, but I'm going to speak to you straight from soul to soul. Why would they call a sheeple? Because anyone who ever saw the anatomy of a sheep, you're looking at some thick, knotty coarse hair, right? The same way they describe the beloved Savior in Revelation, right? Did it not say that he had hair like lamb's wool or sheep wool? Did it not say that?
Yes.
Right? And look at the faith that you have. I'm going there for a reason, because think about it. During the time in which the late, great Donny Hathaway came on And all in all the Most High, whatever you want to call them, sent people like Donny Hathaway to be able to bring that sound therapy to our soul, y'all, when we was going through hell over here in the shores of North America, as well as the rest of the world. You understand? Now, if you combine who and what we are as the first children of the Most High, stop denying it. Stop allowing other people to take our birthright. If you say that you are or you have faith in the scriptures the way that it is, that don't apply to no other race on this planet but us. You name another people that went through as much hell as we have went through and still be here. Name another.
Right.
But you combine that with the faith that we have, like you just shared on your last spoken word, there's nothing on this earth that can stop us from everything that was taken. We are suffering
right.
to get it back ninefold and beyond. But we can't get it back if we don't accept the responsibility for who and what we are. You understand?
Right.
Thank you so much for being everything that you are. And I'm just saying, stand up, y'all. Stop with this poor mouth and stop allowing other people to get away and letting evil reign on the planet Earth, y'all. Okay? Now, that's straight from the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. And if you doubt it, you will know. You will know in the end. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Hello? Hello?
We're still here. We got another call on the line. We're still here. Don't worry. Nothing
okay,
happened.
Okay.
Nothing happened. We got another call on the line right now, and then I'll go into my Ngozi time after that, and a special dedication to myself before Ngozi time. All right, caller. All right, so I see the call is there. Try to get that person back on real quick. I don't know what's going on with her mic. Can you hear us? There she is, I think. Okay. Oh, no. What happened is that deadline had, you know, that person's going to call right back in. But
okay.
as that person is trying to get back in, tonight has been a special night for me, Shannon, just being a part of what we do on a constant basis. And I wanted to really share my soul with the music tonight. You know, the things that you're trying to accomplish in your life. It means a lot to me. Now, here comes the caller. Carly, you're on the line right now with Shannon Stanton and the ONE Host Intern Show.
All right. I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed. The angels in heaven done sign my name. The angels in heaven done sign my name. How are you tonight, Shannon? This is Chinchilla Jonesia.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I've been enjoying your show tonight, and I have a poem for you tonight. And just wrote this just for you, okay?
Okay.
And like yours, mine don't have a title either, so, okay?
Okay.
But I enjoyed all your poetry. All your poetry is always awesome. All right, so this is for you. When God arise, his enemies scatter. Now that you know God, guess what, Shannon? Your past doesn't matter. All of the hurt, the pain, the disappointment, God will shatter. Wow, look at you tonight. Your light is shining bright. Oh, what a beautiful sight, because God has changed all your wrongs to right. You have now met a man that can do what no other can. And Shannon, don't you ever, and I mean never, let go of his hand.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Just keep doing what you're doing, and, you know, your poetry is amazing, and all your poetry is definitely heartfelt. Keep writing from the soul. Yep, keep writing from the soul. and your poetry will turn to gold.
Thank you so much. You have a good night, sweetie.
You're welcome.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, that is, you know, a person that, you know, today officially has become our brand new commissioner of WBNN. We want to thank Ebony Dawn Starks for things that she's done for us since November. But now we have a new commissioner, and her name is Chinchilla J, and she is our anchor, you know, of our show News Forum. And I'll talk about that a little later. But I got to get back into devotion, Shannon. I don't usually don't play two songs in a night, but I need God to help me. How about that, Shannon? I need God to help me guide this network. You understand what I'm saying, Shannon? I need God to help me deal with the things I deal with on a constant basis. Continuous, you know, we want a commitment to excellence, and sometimes you don't always get that. But I'm going to play it again. And I want all the folks out in the world to understand, we need God to help us. Yes, 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 yes. And I ask all in all to help me be the leader that I need to be in these last and evil days. I'm trying to build a network, Almighty Creator, of support and comfort with our hosts. God, give us the strength to endure, because not only you made us what we are to help those, to help people and change people, let us be able to understand as a network that every single host should do the same, to help people, our host here, and change people, our listening audience. Please, Almighty Creator, all in all, help me. Tomorrow night right here at WBNN, we come right back on with, of course, a legend in our own time, you know, the 2021 Linear New Host of the Year, the Sonia Griffin Award recipient, and our brand new commissioner of this outstanding network, the Honorable Chinchilla J, and News Forum tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here. And, of course, you know, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, and we're at Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi Time, Ola Dele Malay, Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions on wonderful program tonight, oledele.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever Elect. But most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay, Ngozi Time. Good night, good luck. To all the folks out there at Armed Forces Radio, support us on a constant basis. And now we're going to go home with the outstanding Shannon Stanton, a internet legend. She'll give us our last piece. We're going home, y'all.
This thorn in my side has caused so much pain. I've done all that I could. I pulled, I tugged, I even tried to yank it out, but my efforts were just no good. So I went to my family and all of my friends just to find the remedy. But it seemed the thorn had only got worse and plunged deeper inside of me. So with a humble heart, I went to God in hopes that he would heal. But he denied my request, and he said he knows best and just let him do his will. I went along with my life and acted like the thorn wasn't there. But deep inside, it had me broken beyond repair. So again, I went to God, and I asked him again, please remove this thorn from my side. But he said no, and one day that I know the reasons by and by. Self-city pink sank in, and I drank in sin as bitterness filled my cup. The end started looking attractive to me, and I wanted to give it all up. This had me all lost and had me feeling confused, and I wondered what else there left to do. I felt like God had left me at home alone to try to make it through. But in spite of me, the blood of Jesus came rushing through my mind. So I said, I'm just going to hit my knees and pray to God just one more time. I said, God, will you please remove this thorn? It's hurtful to my side. And he said, no, but I'm going to tell you now all the reasons why. He said that I was chosen for his purpose and his reason. He said that he would make me whole to bear fruit in my season. He said the thorn was never designed to hurt, harm, or destroy. He said that if I nurtured it one day, he'd bring me joy. The thorn was in your side when you had nothing that no one else. The thorn will help you go out there and bless somebody else. And when you get discouraged just because things don't go as planned, remember the friend you have in Jesus. Talk to him. He'll understand. You have a thorn, but you're not a thorn, and you're the one I chose. And even though the world only sees the thorn, what I made is a beautiful rose. This is Outspoken Live, and that's that piece. And I just want to end with everybody can.